find out what everyone will be talking about with Coffee Talk. Let's see what we have today.
Check this out. This is pretty funny. The city of High Point, North Carolina, has been banning residents from handing out those peanut butter kisses. Not because of the possible peanut allergy or anything like that, just because they don't like them. And really, the only person that I've ever known that likes those is my mom. And they issued a statement on Facebook saying, all right, everybody, we're giving you a 1 week notice as you prepare for trick-or-treaters to remind y'all that by order of the city of High Point, Emperor of Acceptable Candy, it's a real thing. These are banned. No one likes them, so don't give them out. Now, I don't know if there's going to be any, problems or if somebody's going to get arrested if they end up having these in trick-or-treating. But the good part is they're harder and harder to find in stores. So unless you've, kept yours from last year, then maybe you can give those out. But I would advise to not do that. Cleveland.com says that town in Springsboro, Ohio, the police were pretty busy over there. They recently arrested a 17-year-old boy because he broke into his high school to cheat on a test. The custodian ended up finding him at 1:15 in the morning before he returned at 2 a.m. and then attempted to steal the answers to a test. And if you ever watch any movies, most of the time that doesn't work out. The teen ended up gaining entry to the school by stealing a key from somebody in the staff, and then was charged with breaking and entering, theft, and criminal trespassing. So, was it really worth it just to get a better grade on your test? Probably not. So, definitely fail for that guy. He got an F on the test, and, well, he failed at life on that one. That's Coffee Talk for this morning.